WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my fellow explorers of the human experience. It's your pal Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to me. Letting go of emotional baggage. You know, those heavy feelings from the past, resentments, anger, hurt, that seem to cling to us like a stubborn stain on a favored shirt? Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible weight, dragging you down and stopping you from truly living in the present moment? It's something we all struggle with. We're humans, after all. Life throws curveballs, people let us down, and sometimes those experiences leave us feeling bruised and burdened. But here's the thing. Holding onto that baggage is like trying to build a house on quicksand. It just won't hold. So how do we start shedding this emotional weight? How do we finally move forward with lightness and freedom? Buckle up, because over the next few minutes, I'm going to give you 5 key takeaways that can help you start your journey towards letting go. First things first, awareness. You gotta know what's weighing you down. Take some time for introspection. Reflect on those past experiences. What emotions come up? What thoughts keep swirling around in your head? Get curious about the source of your baggage. Journaling can be a powerful tool for this, or simply sit with those feelings, acknowledge them without judgment, and let them wash over you like waves. Second, forgive. And I don't mean forgiving just others, forgive yourself too. We all make mistakes, we all stumble along the way. Holding on to guilt and shame is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts us in the long run. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Third, acceptance. This one can be tough, but hear me out. Accepting the past doesn't mean condoning it or forgetting it. It simply means acknowledging what happened, recognizing its impact, and choosing not to let it define your present or future. You can learn from those experiences, grow from them, but don't let them dictate who you are today. Fourth, focus on the present. You know that saying, live in the moment. It's more than just a cliche, it's a powerful practice. When your mind starts wandering back to the past, gently bring it back to the here and now. Notice the sensations around you, the sounds you hear, the taste in your mouth. Ground yourself in the present experience. And finally, number 5, seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist. Sharing your burdens can lighten their weight and provide you with valuable insights and perspectives. Think about that time when you were holding on to something, a grudge, an anger, maybe even just a worry about something that hadn't happened yet. Remember how it felt? That tight knot in your stomach? The way your energy seemed to drain? Maybe you felt irritable, withdrawn, or even physically tense. Letting go of those things, even small ones, can make a world of difference. It's like taking off a heavy coat on a warm day, instantly lighter and freer. So what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Start by acknowledging your emotional baggage, recognizing its impact, and choosing to release it. Remember, forgiveness is not about condoning the past, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. Embrace self-compassion, focus on the present moment, and reach out for support when you need it. You are stronger than you think, and you deserve to live a life filled with lightness, joy, and freedom. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the message of mindful masculinity and empower each other to shed those heavy emotional burdens. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.